Less than a month to go, and then we'll finally know what's going to happen with Brexit. October 31st is the deadline. Who knows whether Boris Johnson is going to submit that letter to the European Union asking for an extension. In the meantime, though, it seems that businesses are already hurting. According to the Insolvency Service, more than 4,000 insolvencies were recorded in the first quarter, 6.3% more than the previous quarter. And Simon Littlewood, it seems that very large and small companies are hurting largely because of the uncertainty and the prospect that some of their customers may be suffering even more than they are. To some extent, some people are now suggesting that you insure your invoices just in case your customers go bust in the Brexit fiasco. But Simon Littlewood, I suspect there may be a little bit more to the story.
Well, one thing the story doesn't say is whether these are domestic or external customers, because we know that one of the things that's going on in Europe is that customers in Europe who've previously been buying stuff from the UK are switching their supply elsewhere because they simply are not sure what might happen after Brexit. In the event of a no-deal Brexit, they might suddenly find themselves with significant tariffs on stuff coming from the UK, which could wreck their economics. So in the absence of any certainty around that, they're switching their supply. And the problem with that is that that's having a very direct effect on the sales of some companies in the UK, which are geared up to a certain volume of sale and possibly in some cases have a slightly delicate cash flow balance. And this is pushing them over the edge. It's pushing 4,000 of them over the edge in the first quarter.
So, if not insuring your invoices, what can you do to check whether your customers are likely to survive this whole Brexit upheaval?
You need to do a triage, a risk analysis, and understand those customers who are most likely to get into trouble. And there are a number of ways that you can do that. And then you can either decide to reduce the level of business that you do with them, or you can decide to change the terms of trade so that they pay you earlier, so the risk of non-payment or late payment is decreased. You can, of course, also take out insurance. Many companies do this already. It's more commonly taken on export transactions than it is on domestic transactions. It was the case for years that most companies use the export credit guarantee scheme provided by the government to address the risk of exports. That was very common in Europe before we actually had the European Community, at which point it became unnecessary, or less necessary. This is, in effect, a return to the status quo ante, to how things were before. Because by trading at arm's length with the European country, because you do not have a trade agreement, the risk that something will go wrong is significantly increased and the level of complexity is increased. So we're now saying, well, perhaps you need to consider taking insurance out. In that sense, it makes sense.
But to some extent, too, you'd need to know your customer better. And you did say that there were two or three ways in which you could avoid having to take out insurance. What are they?
First of all, are we talking about absolute insolvency or are we talking about late payment? I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that there are two things that you need to do here. I mean, because we know that just ignoring the question of insolvency, we know that the general complexity of transactions is going to go up very significantly because the paperwork, the physical paperwork and the physical flow is going to get much more complicated. So the first risk there is simply a danger to cash flow. So small companies that are on a bit of an edge and aren't, blessed with enormous cash resources are going to be at risk of insolvency because they simply don't have cash. In other words, the insolvency in most cases for most companies that become insolvent, it's not to do with the fact that they lack business, it's to do with the fact that they lack cash. And what Brexit is going to do is it's going to seriously stress cash flow because it's going to make transactions more complicated. So the first thing to do is to bring in your customers to generate as much available cash as you can. The second thing to do is to make sure that you are doing business with customers that can pay you on time. And the third thing to do is to if necessary, plug into an external source of finance to enabling you to borrow against your future payments so that you can plug the gap, which you anticipate. Of course, it's very difficult to plan for these gaps because you don't know precisely what the situation is going to be. In terms of insurance, insurance is insuring against the possibility of absolute non-payment. Yeah, it's not insuring against late payment. It's insuring against non-payment because a customer goes bust. Yeah.
But back to your second point, how will you know if your customer is doing it tough? Because if you just go along and ask them, hey, how's your business going? Are you still solvent? Clearly, you're only going to get a single answer.
But it depends
So
on the
how can
nature
you
of
be
the,
for sure? How can you be sure?
it depends on the nature of the business. But your sales force, we can talk about this because there are a lot of things that your principal antenna is your commercial organization. It's not third party sources, because typically when they find, by the time they find out that a company is in difficulties, it's too late to do anything practical. Your principal antenna should be your commercial organization, and they should be taught how to detect when a company is in difficulty. And there are lots of ways to do that. The
like
employees
what?
Of a well, the employees of a company that's in cash flow difficulty will typically be told to do things like restrict their expenses. So you talk to the guys that you're working with whom presumably you have a good relationship, and you ask them how they're doing. And if you do that conversation right, they'll tell you if there seems to be pressure on cash, because there will be restrictions on what they're allowed to expect to sell on, spend on a bunch of things. The other things that you can notice is you can see a buildup of inventory based on the fact that their sales are not going very well. And you can see things like redundancies going on. So there are lots of leading indicators of poor financial health, which typically occur. It's very unusual for a company to be going at 100 miles an hour with all its employees, spending money, no restrictions, and then suddenly to go bust. That's very, very unusual. There are normally a range of leading indicators. You won't find them through well-known credit bureaus. You'll find them through the skills of your sales team.
Thank you, Simon. This has been very valuable. And of course, if you are suffering under the Brexit malaise, drop us a note in the commentary box. Maybe you've got some of your own experiences to share, or perhaps even some solutions that you've chanced upon that you'd like to share with the rest of the community. Do so in the comments box below this podcast. Simon, thanks again.
Okay.